that going. All right. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist. Phoenix Collider, the uppity negress. And Catherine Loco, the white splainer in chief. Let's share that around. All right, so this should be live in all the places, right? WineCellarMedia.com, the Reading in the Shade, and Social Dissonance, and Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. Old there. Phoenix Collider is, she's out there. I don't know exactly what she's doing. I think she was getting something to eat. I know I heard the microwave beeping a few minutes ago. So she might be having something to eat. All right, and she might come in. She might bring a chair and join in. I never know if she really has the energy to get on the program. You know, so I'm like, well, I better gosh darn do the deal and get the program up and or running. All right, so, boop-a-doop-boop. Let me, get this on the move. There we go. That should be in motion. And I tell you, that VLC needs to step it up. All right, so, this is, Social Justice for Adults. And shout out to the homies over there at Redneck Revolt, Red and Black Anarchists, the anarchist people of color. Phoenix Collider just likes to give a shout out to Bernie Sanders. That's her addition to the list. Right, the folks over there, Something in Common, Single Simulcast, Americans United Again, Antifa, and the homies at the Chicago branch, and the Chicago Socialist Alternative. All right, so let's move into a little bit of things. Before I get to those headlines, there was a post from somebody who was out there at Standing Rock. Lynn Courier said, share this around if you can. It's really just over 100 shares. So if you come across that, there's G. Devin Loco. There was Lisa was over there a second ago. So this person that was at Standing Rock, they said, attention Facebook family, I have glaucoma, hold up. Okay, attention Facebook family, I had a concussion grenade thrown at me on the bridge on the 20th that just missed hitting my torso, which would have killed me. An attorney from our Standing Rock Legal Collective invited me and all others injured or almost hit with the Morton County weapons to sign on to a class action lawsuit and also be witnesses. They need clarity about where the barbed wire was. Also, any frontline people would be helpful with documentation of this. If you were injured, almost injured, or witness others being injured at any action at Standing Rock, please inbox me and I will give you the contact information or forward yours. Please share this. It is urgent. Many people did not sign their paperwork, so there are many more of you that can and should be involved if you would like to be. All right. So, and that's I'm pretty sure I have that on Social Dissonance, and I have that on the William Joseph Jackson on the Facebooks. You can get that link to there at Lynn Courier if you know someone involved or if you are involved yourself. All right, so let's go over to Columbus, Ohio. Some folks down there are trying to get ex-Democratic lawmaker Nina Turner to run for governor, according to a leader of the effort. The effort is called Turn Ohio Around, and it's being run by leaders of Sanders' presidential campaign in Ohio, as well as former members of the Sanders National Digital Team, according to Jason Edwards, who led Sanders' Ohio delegation to this year's Democratic National Convention. Nina Turner is a 49-year-old Democratic state senator from Cleveland and was one of the most prominent supporters of the Sanders presidential campaign earlier this year. Edwards said activists have talked with Turner about a potential run. She's very excited and flattered to see what we're going to come up with, he said. Turner did not return a phone call Saturday seeking a comment. But the next step forward, Edwards said, is to launch a website and start raising money for a potential gubernatorial campaign. Asked why they're pushing Turner to run for governor, Edwards said, "We feel like Niner has the best chance to contrast the Republican message here in Ohio." Edwards continued, quote, "Personally, I feel like Nina could be the next, that's kind of corny. He said the next Barack Obama. No, Nina Turner's just Nina Turner. She don't need to be the next nobody goddamn else. Shut up, nigga. You're not good at this. Step it up." However, Turner wouldn't be Sanders' supporters' only pick for governor, Edwards said. Democratic Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill might decide to run and turn Ohio around, would also support that individual. If Turner gets in, they'll just back both of them. Good, yeah, put fucking... Well, I mean, one could be, governor and, oh, jeez. Something general. I tend to forget these titles after a while. There's so goddamn many. It'll take more than a slur in the snow to stop me. Okay, so this is a nice one. So, there's, some business with N-words and whatnot. So it'll take more than a slur in the snow to stop a museum in Idaho from its mission. Someone wrote the N-word in the snow on top of a storage unit at the Ohio Black History Museum. Philip Thompson, the museum's board president and executive director, said he saw it Wednesday morning. Quote, "I saw it, and I almost chuckled, but I was also shocked," Thompson told the local station KBOI. He said, continuing to quote, what they did was pointless given how cold it is. Thompson is not making a police report, reasoning the cops wouldn't be able to do anything about it, and they have much more important things to do. Nope, fuck they don't, nigga. Are you shitting me? They don't do shit. And also, this isn't the first time the facility's been hit by hate. In 2002, vandals drew a swastika on the building's doors. Okay, now, this is why I like getting news stories from places other than Raw Story and wherever your other fucking basic Democrat bullshit is going on. Because this is from 2002, someone drew a swastika on the building's doors. You hear me there? 2002. You still gonna say that's Donald Trump's America? This shit's been America. We're like, don't normalize it. It's been normal, fuckface. What are you shitting me? That's why they had to make the movie American History X. The shit's been normal, fucko. Stop being silly. Get out of your echo chambers. It's not good for you. Alright? You're all packed away in that echo chamber. You forget to come out and get your intellectual vaccination. Now you got a micro plague. Stop it. Alright, bubba doop, boop, boop, boop. A giant heart. Now, continuing on with this one, but whenever ugliness rears its head, the goodness comes to counter it. One museum supporter, repulsed by the slur, left a message of her own in the snow. By dragging her shoes along the ground, Kristen Furlong drew a giant heart on the museum's front yard. Quote, "The hate just spreads. That's why we have to stop it and take action," she said. There's a lot more people who don't agree with that message, so those people have to act. I don't know, because a lot of people do shit silently. Like, that's something, like, that's why, you know, fuck those pollsters. People keep bugging out, like, it gotta fall. Like, Nate Silver put out a poll, and Nate said, no, Nate Silver's not even smart, okay? Nate Silver's a fucking aggregator. What Nate Silver actually does is lazy as fuck, alright? When you were in grade 3 at your socialist public school, were you taught to find averages, right, to take a group of numbers and come up with an average? That's what Nate Silver does. Nate Silver does grade 3 arithmetic, and folks be bugging out, Nate Silver put out his poll. No. Nate Silver put out his aggregated average. That's what Nate Silver did. Why am I on this tangent? Continuing. My bad to folks that didn't hear the trigger warning at the beginning. Alright, shit's fucked up. In Colombia, the brutal rape and death of a girl shocks a country marred by crime. Down there in Bogota, there's a protest after it emerged that the suspect in the killing of a 7-year-old from a poor district is from a wealthy family. Alright, now we only have the beginning of this story at the front end of this, and if you want the rest of it, you can go to winecellarmedia.com. In our show notes, we have the full story down at the bottom of this particular web post. So yes, this is a country that, you know, has a wee bit of crime. A lot of that caused by the fact that Europeans decided to invade it and never leave and force their capitalism upon it. You know, like, that's really the cause of all problems. So, this individual, Juliana Andrea Samboni, was playing with her cousin outside her family's breeze block home on the morning of December 4th in a poor neighborhood in Bogota when a man in a gray SUV snatched her from the street and sped away. Her body was found 10 hours later, raped, tortured, and strangled in the machine room of a hot tub at a nearby luxury penthouse. The crime prompted outrage and street protest against the killing that has highlighted deep class divides. The suspect is Rafael Uribe Naguere, and he's from a wealthy family of lawyers and architects and attended one of Bogota's most exclusive schools. Juliana and her family moved to the city 4 years ago from the southern Cauca province, which is rife with violence linked to Colombia's ongoing civil conflict. Her father worked in construction, and her mother was 5 months pregnant with her third child. You know, so just pointing to that story that I bet when following up on this story, there will be no justice for the poor because the poor is poor. That's what this caste system does. All right, that person higher up in the caste system gets to rape, torture, and murder whoever the fuck he wants. There will be no justice on this one. We will follow up in the wine cellar. A good cop. Yet another. Why are there so many good cops out here? Check out this is a fantastic cop right here. This is a good one. All right, down there in Brandenton, which is a corny ass name for a town. So down in Brandenton, this excellent, outstanding, good cop. You should trust cops. They're all great motherfuckers. A Brandenton police officer has been fired for writing racist and homophobic posts and comments on his Facebook. Good cop, trust him, he wears a uniform. All right, hey, come on. What, are you shitting me? Hold up, fucko. You think you can't trust this fucking cop over here? Let me show you guys in the video what this looked like. Right, podcast listeners, you don't know. Look at that smiling man. That's a nice guy. All right, so his name is Mark Roberts, and he was officially terminated as of December 1st after a nearly 4-month-long internal affairs investigation. A command staff review board determined November 30th that the offensive comments and posts made between February 8th and 2013 and June 3rd, 2016 violated department policy. Roberts is a Brandenton officer for 9 years and was placed on administrative duty and assigned to to work at the front desk when the investigation started. All right, he worked there until he was fired. And allegations of conduct unbecoming of an officer, neglect of job duties, and a violation of general orders and rules regarding social media against Roberts were all sustained according to an internal affairs report. Roberts admitted making the post on his personal Facebook page, and in some identified himself as a Bradenton police officer. But he is fighting the firing and is demanding he be reinstated and receive back pay, benefits, and seniority rights. He claims the post and comments did not violate departmental policies. That's because, you see, now why does he think that? Because what people keep saying, don't normalize it. It's already normal, fuckface. Alright, it's already normal. You don't have to worry about no damn don't normalize it. Like, he doesn't get why the hell he can't talk about them negros and tell you that he's a policeman. He gonna talk about them negros however he want to. Yeah, shut the hell up. Alright. Now, continuing. Quote. He stated all of his postings were simply jokes and did not constitute a pattern of animosity toward any particular group of people, end quote from the report. Continuing, he stated he did not hate gay or black people, end quote. This guy's gonna, he might get reinstatified. The report includes copies of several posts in which Roberts made racist or homophobic comments. A Bradenton police chief, Melanie Bevan, wrote a summary for the report and cited some of the offensive posts. The first one she lists is Roberts' response to a posting featuring the father of a black 17-year-old burglar shot dead by a homeowner. Roberts wrote, quote, "I'm glad your kid is dead. Now go make another one." Yeah. All right. Now, again, like what uniform does the good cop wear? Taking a look at the chat space, Lisa Loco said, "Sir, he's just demonstrating the language and ideas that folks should know are inappropriate. He's serving the fuck out of his community, going above and beyond." Wish I could see more of the comments in there. Or if it was at least a wider window for the comments. I have it set so I can at least, like, see them as they come in. Alright, I should check my personal page, too. Alright, and Phoenix Kalita, she's also probably not feeling well. Like, when she's, like, camped out in the living room, that's when Phoenix Kalita is usually, not feeling well. Like, she might have, the histoplasmosis pain flaring up. Alright, so, good cop. In another post, he ridiculed a gay man after a baker in Arizona refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Bevan said that Roberts' firing sends a clear message to the department that this type of behavior will not be tolerated. Or you just ought not get caught. That's what it really is. Don't get caught. This shit's embarrassing now. Too many people like this fucking social media backlash is fucking with us. Alright? Stop it. Or stop getting caught. You know, take it off of social media. You know, joke about it, and you know, like do what Trumpelstiltskin said. It's locker room talk. Keep it in the locker room, fellas. Quote: "The Bradenton Police Department strives to maintain a professional and unbiased agency." Yeah, let's pretend to believe that. I think they're poison myself. Poison. Could they continue? "Any actions by officers that may impair working relationships, impede the performance of duties, impair harmony among co-workers, or negatively affect the public perception of the BPD will not be tolerated." And continuing into that summary from Bevan, "The citizens of Bradenton demand and deserve respect and impartiality from those who serve their community." Bullshit. Alright. Bullshit. They continue, now since Roberts' termination, Bevan said she and other members of the department's command staff reaffirmed to all employees that this type of behavior will not be tolerated in public. Roberts never denied any of his actions, according to the IA report. That's, Internal Affairs. But he filed a formal grievance on Wednesday, saying he was fired without just cause, according to the form. Now, several Bradenton police officers and dispatchers and a former police officer were questioned during the investigation. Still pending is a separate line of inquiry of all Bradenton police officers and staff who either liked or commented on Robert's posts. I mean, basically, essentially, shut down the department and then start realizing this is all of them. And realize that we don't actually have any real justice. And, you really gotta start just, pulling police out of fucking, actual neighborhoods. You know, like this small little apartment complex. Like, really in, like, we were really seeking, like, justice systemically. Like, they would just make me and, like, you know, pick out someone else, see if they could actually earn the spot. Right, and make us actual cops. Like, you should have hours of activism before. Like, how many hours of climate change activism you got before being a cop? How long did you spend down at a soup kitchen before being a cop? How many hours you log in fucking, tutoring children? And then, you know what? Fucking, you don't just get those hours. We gotta wait some more years down the line. Yo, did all the children you tutored, where are they now? What was your influence like? Yeah, this gotta be a lot of shit, man. Well, and not just cop, right? Say you get rid of cops and it's just some sort of person who is specifically assigned to you know, keeping folks on a street level from harming each other. Because these cops, they're just there to protect the ownership class from the working class, all right? Like, that's why people got fucking stomped out and actually murdered with Occupy Wall Street. You know, they fucking stomped that ass out. You know, Ferguson, that's why they blocked off, like, they let the people do their thing and had a little mini, like, Civil War reenactment in the Ferguson area, but, like, there was a block off so that they wouldn't let people go into the upper class area. Of course, it has more white people, but if you're black and in the upper class area, well, you don't want them little working class niggers coming around here with their protester fine. Right, Standing Rock, right? Motherfucker got her arm blown the fuck off with a water cannon. You know, niggas throwing those fucking, those motherfuckin' grenades out there, blowing up and shit, shrapnelizing niggas. You know, and that's just because they're protecting the money, right? They're protecting who the money flows to and how the money flows there. And if the money's gotta flow through a pipeline, they will blow your arm the fuck off to get it. God damn it. And the pipeline's gonna go through. That's what's going to happen. You know, stand up, fight, go in. But it's gonna go through because we're not allowed to kill them. You get it, right? Like, we're not allowed to kill the upper class. And that's why they get to keep doing what they're doing. Now, if everybody did rise up and kill a bunch of the upper class, well, now there's no more upper class to delegate. And we can start coming up with our own ideas. Then once you see that one motherfucker that stands up and is like, maybe I should be the president of all of you. Kill that motherfucker. Kill him in the face. Fast. Alright, the investigation was prompted by an email Bevan received from June 3rd from someone who said he felt compelled to bring to light, quote, Roberts making openly racist comments online, end quote. Roberts was first interviewed about the allegations on August 8th and confirmed that he made all the postings he was confronted with, according to the Internal Affairs report. When confronted with his comment about the father of the slain burglar, Roberts said he had been fed up with all the people making excuses for their actions and blaming homeowners or law enforcement when a burglar was shot. According to the report, which was written by Police Captain John Falter, Officer Roberts stated he did not view his posts as a stereotype towards the colored black people. I almost started talking how I talk. Quote, if you do, I'm not the one with the racist views. Roberts received, commendations in the past, being named Officer of the Month twice in 2015. Okay. Okay. Now, we had some smarter stuff to go over. We're going to have to go over it better if Phoenix Kalitor can come in on another episode, or if she comes in later. Because Fallon Matthew had posted a link to a blog post. But I don't think I'm smart enough without Phoenix Kalitor to jump into it myself. So, where would I like to take it? Let's go on down to this this individual, this person that goes around calling themselves Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, I hear Phoenix Kalitor out there moving around, but she's probably being black. So there's no way to hold her accountable for these types of things. Oop-a-doo. All right. Ah, what the hell? I'm using Phoenix Kalitor's laptop to run the other screen, and she has it set to where when you click a hyperlink in a post, it stays in that tab and goes to that link. It doesn't just automatically open it in a new tab. I'm very displeased with that. And her laptop is slower than shit. Like, you guys will not believe how slow her laptop is. It's Martha fracking painful. Like, there's no excuse for it. Alright, so, and I put the video up of this Jennifer Lawrence thing, because you never know when these things are going to start getting taken down, especially when social media folks get at it. So I made sure I had my copy of it downloaderfied, and and I put it up on the Wine Cellar podcast Tumblr. So the video is right there on our Tumblr page. So let's see. So Jennifer Lawrence is very cultured person, respects culture, thinks it's important. Well, let's see what's happening there. Oop. All right. The volume there. All right, so she was on this feller's television program, and so she was talking about being in Hawaii, which is that's where some colored folk is that then got invaded. They call it colonized. They got invaded.
Jennifer Lawrence, you filmed some of the Hunger Games in Hawaii.
Oh God, how do you know about this?
You probably told it somewhere. mustn't tell that story again. No, so you were filming. And was it, where were these rocks? Were they kind of on the coast? Were they in the mountains?
We were filming in Hawaii, and there were sacred rocks.
All right, she was filming in Hawaii, and there were sacred rocks. What? Oh, Phoenix Kalitor came in here for these sacred rocks? Better watch yourself, Chief. She is a black woman. All right, so they were sacred rocks. She saw them. She knew that's what they were. But they're not European sacred.
And they were, I don't know, their ancestors.
Like, would she do this to the Mona Lisa?
Ancestors, who knows? They were sacred, and you're not supposed to sit on them because you're not supposed to expose your genitalia to them.
Bless.
All right, so, and so she already knows about them to, like, you're not supposed to sit on them because you're not supposed to, but now listen to everybody when she says that, though, about these non-European sacred items.
Expose your genitalia to them.
Bless.
I, however...
Right, that guy says bless as a joke and everyone laughs like, ah, stupid coloreds in there. What? Hey, I'll put my balls where I want, buddy.
I, however, was in a wetsuit for this whole shoot, so...
So it doesn't count, right?
Oh my God, they were so good for butt itching.
So she was in a wetsuit and these rocks were good for butt itching, so, hey, look. I wipe my ass with your culture. Like, she represents, you see, and this is the kind of thing, like, you know, now, if the Electoral College doesn't flip on the 19th in this silly-ass reality show that has gone way too long called Election, that reality show, white feminists got what they wanted. But really not, you failed. Like, you just... You went too far with the bullshit. You stayed too heavy in your echo chambers. And you refused to acknowledge that people other than white women going hard on capitalism exist. And it culminated with you causing everyone else to get, like, you realize white feminists, you drove people away from Hillary Clinton, you know that. White, and some black petty bourgeois niggas too, but white feminists drove a lot of people away. And it's not like it was just that. You with your fucking Lena Dunham shit where you're like, eh, yeah, you know what? She's a bigger kid molesting a smaller kid or whatever the fuck she was doing in her little book. Hey, we don't give a shit. Amy Schumer's racist as fuck. Hey, we're white women. We're white feminists. We don't give a shit. Right? Remember when white feminists were like, we need to come together and defend Megyn Kelly from Donald Trump. Fuck you. Right? That fucking Ghostbusters movie, which, and that's something about that Ghostbusters movie. You know what I haven't been seeing? A whole bunch of, like, reviews of the movie talking about how great it is. Why am I not seeing that? The movie's been out. Shit, it's on DVD now. How come I'm not seeing people making memes off of their favorite quotes from the movie? What's your favorite quote from the new Ghostbusters movie? Somebody must have a new favorite quote from that movie, because it had to be good. Or was it a pile of shit as predicted? Did we tell you so again? God damn it. So it was a pile of shit again. And the white feminists and the fucking the petty bourgeois kept pushing that shit. And you've got your Trumpel-Stiltskin. That's one thing. There's a lot of shit that led up to this potential Trumpel-Stiltskin 4-year fucking Billy Adam Sandler movie that we're about to see. But that's if this reality show doesn't have a plot twist December 19th. Alright?
Well, you heard they were calling for...
none of these microphones can hear you from there.
You're going to have to repeat it. The Electoral College is calling for a CIA review about the Russia hacking before they vote.
Which, okay, and that's some other bullshit. And I don't have the clip pulled, but I think it's one of the latest episodes of Rachel Maddow's program. I think the Friday episode. Fucking Rachel Maddow in a you know what? Okay, slick to people who just trust and just kind of roll with what's being said. Not slick to people who are watching and listening specifically to analyze. Like, she's like, these Russian hackers, says a few more sentences and then says, our enemies.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like, so they fucking like, hey, I don't know no Russian niggas. If you're a Russian nigga, I have no reason to have a personal beef with you. Nigga, I don't know you. You're probably working class. You're my fellow proletariat comrade. Get the fuck out of that shit. There are enemies. Rachel Maddow's a dirty motherfucker, yo. Like those multi-millions of dollars that she got ever since she matriculated to MSNBC from Air America, yo, like, she sold out hard. You know, and always remember, yo, like, if you're over the age of 30, just think about how less often you hear sellout and how much more often you hear hater. All right? But, Jennifer Lawrence. You just have to be louder than shit.
No problem.
Yep. All right. There it goes. All right. There we go. Jennifer Lawrence. So she knows the rocks are sacred, but she's gotta wipe her ass on them, you know? And I guarantee you, you go to white feminist spaces right now, and they're just like, she's so quirky. See, she made a funny voice. She went, oh, and then she, like, moved, and it's funny, and she's got cleavage, and it's like, this is empowering. This is empowerment.
Drinking champagne?
Well, yeah. But it's a woman drinking champagne, so it's like, you know, it's better.
And, you know, one rock that I...
It's even funnier because she's laughing.
Was butt scratching on.
Butt scratch. And it's funny because she's saying the word butt. So it's like, it's cute. It's like tushy.
Ended up coming loose. It was a giant boulder. And it rolled down his mouth.
And so one came loose. So she wiped her ass so hard on what was sacred to those stupid colored folk that it came loose. Who knows? It was hundreds, thousands of years it was there. But you know what? Hey, my white ass, literally ass, is more important.
It almost killed our sound guy. And it goes,
oh yeah, and then that's the rest of the story. Because that, and you know the thing is, the host of this program, Graham Norton, that's the story he was really going for. That was just the lead in to the real story, was just how it was funny that a boulder fell and almost killed someone that was working on audio on the program, one of the audio engineers.
So wait, so she told this whole racist ass story, but the actual story behind the story is I almost fucking killed somebody because of my ass?
But it's funny because I'm a white woman and like I made a funny voice. I went, "Arr," and it was quirky and I'm laughing. Empowerment.
So do you remember that one time Madonna did a concert and like was lowered down onto the stage like humping a cross or some shit?
Absolutely.
And like Christians across the fucking world lost their minds because she was desecrating something sacred. Just saying. Just saying.
I don't know. I don't know. So now that you're here, I like how you show up just in time for when we start doing videos. Now, I know how you're into Fox News. You like Steve Doocy.
No, I don't.
I didn't even review this first because Steve Doocy just fucking, he never fails.
Where's the chat room at, by the way?
Oh, Jesus Christ, should be on the winecellarmedia.com. That's where I'm getting it, but the thing is, I posted it everywhere, so you never know where folks are commenting. Lisa has a link in the chat room to a West Virginia nonprofit exec gets their job back after calling Michelle Obama an ape in heels.
Yeah.
Gets their job back. Like I said, like I just said about that fucking cop, they're gonna get the job back, buddy. All right, so clearly, if you see on the screen, if you're listening to the podcast and the audio, you're getting less of a show. You know, I mean, after over 400 episodes in, you know, we're doing more video, but hey, we still make the audio for you, fucko. Excuse. So Steve Doocy, and what are they doing? I think they're talking about fake news. Now, folks know me on this fake news shit. Keep in mind, the same people that are talking about fake news are the people that just report what the cops say about their victims as if cops are ever telling the truth. They're the same people that call dead black babies thugs, right? Like, these are the people that are worried about you seeing fake news. And keep in mind, like, MSNBC in particular, right? Like, that's the Democrat establishment corporate station, right? Now, Democrats, not too fond of that Green Party, unless they're raising money for recounts. But they're not too fond of that damn Green Party because they think they're usurping Democrat votes and making them lose selection processes, even though that party got less than 1% that night, and when the counts fully came in was really just 1%, 1%, a penny off the dollar, you know, and they're mad about that penny. Democrats are fucking, they're mad about the penny, motherfuck. Now, so who's down with the Green Party? Well, somebody named Ajuma Baraka, who was running vice pres next to Jill Stein, and Bruce Dixon. These folks, they both just happen to be editors and contributors to a website called Black Agenda Report, where they give their opinion on the facts, and that got listed in the Washington Post, which majority ownership by Jeff Bezos, as a fake news site. Now, yeah, I get it. Like, those ones that say this, that, and the other .co. Yeah, those are the fake ones. Or, like, these ones that, like, pretend, like, oh, it's just satire, we're just joking. Those are fake ones. You know, but, like, that other shit, that's real news. But they want you to go away for that one because it's too black. That's really, Black Agenda Report, those are fucking black socialists. Like, those are anti-capitalist, pro-environmental, and I only barely use the word intersectional anymore because I'm trying to get away from too much of that. Too much stuff that's, like, very academic and inherently classist. But, like, these are folks that, like, they bring on people that are, like, and this patriarchy, you know, like, they bring that in, too. Like, they're not just, like, oh, economics is it. Which is, Sanders is like that, too. But you never watched any of his speeches, so you don't know. You just went with what MSNBC told you. Because they're real news. MSNBC, who's real news, but hired Brian Williams after he got fired for saying that, that what, he was like in a helicopter that got shot down on ABC News, right? The same people, MSNBC, these are the people who, what the fuck was that? Yeah, when Sanders, won the primary in Hawaii, they said it was because of all the white people that he got in Hawaii. You know, I heard he also won the fucking white vote in Compton, too. Fucking get the fuck out of here.
You know, stuff. It's relative. We don't have all the facts yet.
Nah, it's fucking it's bullshnaz, right? So yeah. What watch those people talk. Like, don't be surprised. Like, watch the wine cellar get large. They're gonna list the wine cellar as fake news. It's like, nah. We aggregate and comment.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's what the fuck we do. Like, notice, like, so, right, Black Agenda Report, they aggregate and they comment. Raw Story also aggregates and comments, but Raw Story is in favor of Democrats. Like, Raw Story was, Tom Bongiorno was anti-Sanders throughout the thing, you know, so fucking, how come they're not getting listed as fake news? See, because they're fucking Democrat-friendly, so watch with that fake news shit. Shit like Pizzagate. Of course that's weird, silly bullshit, but you know why some people believed Pizzagate? Because Jeffrey Epstein actually does exist. Bill Clinton and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton actually do kick it with Jeffrey Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein actually is a convicted child rapist. So that's why, like, but you see, but you Democrats refuse to acknowledge that, and then but even though it's a fact, it's on government paper. They got the facts and the figures right here. And fucking, that shit is down. That's reality.
Well, and I think that's something that's difficult for Democrats to admit, because basically, like, so on the right, you'll have, like Alex Jones, you know, and then people will listen to Alex Jones, and they probably won't fact check, but if they do, they're gonna fucking fact check on, like, Breitbart or some shit, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna watch Fox News. And Fox News is never gonna come out and be like, Alex Jones is fucking lying, right?
So
that is their, like, sphere or their circle, so that is, like, the extent of their fact checking and their knowledge. But Democrats don't want to point that out because the same thing happens on the left side of it, because you're like, well, but Rachel Maddow said it, and Ross Story didn't disagree, so it must be true.
Like, God damn
that's
it.
Like, the extent. They're like, well, but we fact check it. But you fact check it from sources that feed off each other, right? That are sponsored by the same people, that support the same people, that are owned by the same people. So, like, seeing something on Raw Story and fact checking on MSNBC is not a guarantee that you're going to get the correct information. So it's like, yeah, I make jokes about the right wing. Be like, oh, they're listening to Alex Jones and Breitbart, but y'all niggas do that too. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, so shit's grimy. Follow us, man. Jesus Christ. All right. So
yeah, follow us so we can stop having to come on fucking shows saying we told you so 6 months ago.
A year ago.
18 months ago.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you got one from it's closing in on 3 years now, and I don't know if we even brought it up on the program yet, where you're basically saying that, like, in the caste system of general humanity, like, white trans women would have, like, recognized humanity before cis black women.
Yeah.
Like, Fiends Twitter pumped that one out, what, January, February, March, like, around, like, late March 2014. But the thing is, that's one that, like, we just held between each other, because it's like, And also because we weren't far enough out of the echo chambers yet. We knew the echo chambers were bad, but it's like we didn't have a big enough audience out of them yet. Yeah. But it's like now we do, so we can just fucking say that. Like, that's reality. White trans women have more humanity than cis black women.
Yeah, because there was a whole, I think I laid it out as a whole discussion, but just super briefly, it was because white people are flipping their shit because they're scared of becoming a minority, and all of a sudden there's going to be this willingness to start letting more and more marginalized white groups in. They've gotten a lot more friendly to white gay men over the last few years. Now they're starting to get a little bit more friendly to lesbians. Now it's going to be getting more friendly to white trans women. Anything to hold on to that whiteness. And you're seeing it where they're trying to include, like, white-presenting Latinos. Right? Like,
they're
fucking white now.
Oh, shit. Somebody that, I can't remember if I clicked follow on their content because it's so basic Republican. Like, well, actually, very basic anti-SJW. But this person is a white, trans woman that's very passing and is a men's rights activist.
Yeah.
So men's rights activists are bringing in trans women, and I first heard this person on the Honey Badgers radio program, and like that link that Lisa Loco put in there, where somebody called Michelle Obama an ape and got their job back. In about 5 years, try that with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get your fucking job back. Caitlyn Jenner's in the game. All right. So the Deuce Bag, Steve Ducey.
The Deuce Bag
is a brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm. It's recently blamed the Democrat losses for.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
But where do you draw the line when it comes to free speech online? Here to weigh in on this is Kurt, the cyber guy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Here's the dilemma. You've got social...
What the fuck? Is this guy supposed to be cool? Hold up. Let me zoom in on that fucking haircut.
Weigh in on this is Kurt, the cyber guy. Good...
Holy shit. He's hip.
He's the cyber guy.
Like, because his hair's kind of wacky.
What up? He drinks bullet coffee.
Ah, bulletproof guy. Yeah, probably sips a little bulletproof. Why does he have the fucking...
Cool. He's the cyber guy. He drinks overpriced coffee. He wears handmade leather shoes from Honduras. Like, he's just...
He has a bad version of Rand Paul's haircut. Like, Rand Paul, his haircut's still a piece of shit. But Rand Paul has been rocking it so long that it's like, that's him. That's his thing. Every 4 years, let him get up and talk some anti-war shit, and then go back to Senate.
Maybe his hair is like that to distract from the fact he literally has no upper lip.
Where the fuck is it?
I can't see it. Like, I literally can't see one.
What the fuck? Okay, that's a little weird. All right. This nigga ain't got no upper lip, and if you're listening to the podcast, the video, you could see this on the Facebook WineCellarMedia.com page.
Morning. Hey, good morning to you. Here's the dilemma. You've got social media companies that are out there that now are trying to be the barometer of what's right, what's wrong, what...
Boom! Whoa, fail. Okay, so we said the social media companies trying to be the barometer of what's right, what's wrong. No! Those are the users that are allowed to have accounts with these companies. And that's everybody, but see, but they're just acting like it's just some left thing, like it's just the left. No, there are people who would be considered right-wing, conservative, Christian, you know, any of those things, that they also want to say what's right and what's wrong. That's what you're on this couch for, on Fox and Friends, so you can say what you think is right and what's wrong. There we go.
It's too extreme, and at what point do you actually have your freedom of speech removed? And a lot of these social...
Whoa, social media is privately owned. Unless Congress gets onto social media and stops you from talking, that's not your freedom of speech. That's freedom of association with the media platforms.
you actually have your freedom of speech removed, and a lot of these social networks are kicking people off because they're not expressing popular views that are okay with everyone.
Okay, he's saying not expressing popular views, but these are the people who are getting kicked off are doxing people and sending rape threats. And, like, literally saying things like, I'm going to come to your house and rape you and murder your children and set your house on fire and stab your dog. That's not just an unpopular opinion. That's a fucking death threat.
Which is actually a very popular view.
Right.
I mean, if there is no plot to us December 19th, grab them by the pussy. All right? Rape threats are quite normal, dear friends. Shibba-dooba-doo.
So what does that do to us? What it does is it shuts us all down, and there's really no platform to have a voice anymore.
Who are they kicking off? Are they kicking off the conservative points of view, or the liberal, or both?
Both, but you're seeing a lot of it happening to conservatives. But even here in New York City, we were just talking in the
green room. That's actually happened more to libertarians than conservatives, but I...
Another guest is coming up. An NYU professor got fired because they said, hey, I can't even teach my class the right way because I can't be PC because of social media. Well, what happens? He gets fired, but he eventually gets rehired. But it's all because you really don't have this level of freedom of speech. So here's what's happening. So other new networks are coming about. So Gab is one of them that's growing hundreds of thousands of people waiting in line to get on this site.
And it's all fake news?
No, that Gab is just a social network where they have just a little bit more...
Fucking Deucey, what the... God damn, I swear to fuck, he is like... I mean, a lot of people on Fox are just fucking goofballs, but Steve Deucey is like legitimately actually lacking in smart. He's really just... He's a fucking goobermeister. Like, nothing is going on in that head. Just... That's a fake news site. Just look at his posture. He fucking kills me. God damn it.
Leeway with freedom of speech.
But this election cycle, much of it was a rejection of the mainstream media that's been the gatekeeper and sold one side of the... What?
You are the mainstream media. Fox News loves to act like that's not who you are. God damn.
It's to keep the gatekeeper of the internet from pushing one side and not the other.
That's exactly the problem. So there is no perfect place, right? So no matter where, if you go too far to the left, you go too far to the right, you're going to offend somebody, and then does that qualify for you to have your voice shut down and you're not part of the group? Something for us to keep our eye on. Something for
group. You know what? There is no group. He just threw that. He just threw those words out of his face. This is how easy it is to be a partisan commentator. We used to say how easy it is to be a conservative commentator. You can do the same shit on the fake left as well. All right, that's how fucking easy it is. Just throw sentences out there. No one will stop because, dude, what the fuck group are you talking about? No one's gonna say that. He just went on with his life, and no one is asking him that. Dude, what the fuck group are you talking about? And then also, considering that these are the people that consider themselves the right, pull yourself up by your web straps and make your own social network. Why are you trying to hang on the next man's social network? Get your own shit. Make your own. I mean, you have the freedom and liberty and the good American hard work and know-how. Do it.
For us to know that freedom of speech does not really exist in social media, period.
Here's the other thing.
See, now he just said that, but even though he's right, it's like he's doing it in a snarky way. And it's like, yeah, it's true. It actually doesn't because it's privately owned, fucko.
Stories out of the White House are simply not accurate, which would be deemed fake news.
Or, you know, misleading, spun, or misinformation.
I like how Steve Deucey's face when he thought he landed a zinger. What up?
He did. I saw his face. But wait, so we can't say fake because it might be spun or misleading? Those aren't fucking synonyms all of a sudden? Spun news story, a fake news story, and misleading news story aren't the same goddamn thing anymore.
Steve doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's just happy that he got his punchline out that he'd been thinking of since last week. Is the battery dying in this? The battery might be dying in the mouse. I tell you what, man, that's the Negro way.
That's why you should turn it off.
You're black.
You're not using it.
being fake news or, you know, misleading, spun, or misinformation.
Right.
So
there's some real news is sometimes fake news.
It is true. Yeah. It is true.
Well, you're saying sometimes the White House spokespeople might spin the story.
Or the New York Times or every other outlet.
And what's fake versus what's spin, what's, you know, all of this stuff, if you notice, is suddenly bubbling up, not just in media, but in social media especially. So watch your words online. And watch to see who gets kicked off.
But watch the watchdogs too, because freedom is messy. It's, you know, when you open it up, you're going to have that. Ultimately, the marketplace of ideas. I'd rather have that win out than some regulator telling me.
True.
There's so many great lines because we are just, you know, how long has social media been around? 10 years.
But someone always wants to tax it or regulate it. They absolutely take the control of it. It's recently blamed the Democrat losses for.
It's only been around for 10 years. How fucking old is MySpace?
How fucking old is Black Planet? Like, really? Again, like, when it comes down to it, it's always Black people always started this shit. Black, so what? Black Planet was what, 2000, 1999, something like that. So yeah, like, you're welcome, everybody. We got it popping for you. We had the first group of creepy niggas sliding up in that inbox. That shit, that was some Black Planet shit, motherfucker. Boy, I tell you. I like how it would be 5 people tuned in live, but then, like, when you check the archive, then it's like, on average, 160 people check the Facebook archive videos. Alright, so where was I going with this? Ah, Alex Jones on climate change. This is very important. You understand that, Miss Cover. Usually I like to... I mean, I think we've got it across that Alex Jones is not a wacky, funny conspiracy guy.
The Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program provides business skills to entrepreneurs.
The program is a...
Yeah, Jones is a white supremacist right-winger, right? Like, he's a neo-Confederate white supremacist right-winger, right? Like, all that fucking conspiracy shit, that just gets him extra clicks and attention. But then, like, in this one, I was listening to this last week, and, like, he started riffing about climate change. And I like the lead-in. The lead-in is funny because he's doing that thing where he has the facts and the figures.
The articles we have. Cash is no longer king. The phasing out of physical money has begun. Lost and found. Japan tags dementia sufferers with barcodes. Survey reveals Americans don't trust scientists on GMO. China claims it needs more nuclear weapons to deal with Trump.
I love when he slams the papers on the desk. It's extra serious.
Four, I will use Uber because you are... Lost and found. Japan tags dementia sufferers with barcodes.
All right, I don't know if you knew that. That's something Japan's doing.
Okay.
Japan tags dementia sufferers with barcodes.
Okay.
And Alex Jones, fake news, but also, like, very modified news, right? Like, I bet you somewhere in Japan, somebody fucking, like, got, like, a hospital wristband that was hard to get off. I'm tagging it with barcodes.
Survey reveals Americans don't trust scientists on GMOs. China claims it needs more nuclear weapons to deal with Trump. This is the type of articles I've got. I haven't even begun.
What up?
By the way, I just Googled Japan dementia barcode generator, and the first thing that came up was Breitbart. That was the first link. Like, oh, okay.
Yep. I tell you, if there's no plot twist, Breitbart is mainstream media. But then again, I mean, fucking...
Okay, so here's the actual story.
Bill Maher called Michael Brown a thug. Here's the actual story.
They have stickers you can put on your thumbnail that they can scan in case you're found wandering.
So, that's actually incredibly fucking helpful. What the fuck?
But you're not, like... being tagged and branded with fucking barcodes. It's a
barcodes.
It's a sticker for your nail.
Oh, man.
Okay.
China claims it needs more nuclear weapons to deal with Trump.
That's fact.
He's got the paperwork right there.
He has all sorts of all over that fucking desk. He has all the fucking paperwork.
This is the type of articles I've got. I haven't even begun here. Now, let's get to some of the good news here.
Put your shit down. That isn't fucking real.
It is important that he shuffles the papers.
That's this like is the type of a fucking kid who's like, I'm gonna play doctor today. Like all their papers, right? They have like the calculator with the tape, and they're just pushing buttons. Like, look, I'm doing accounting. I'm gonna do your taxes, mom. Okay.
Cash is no longer king. The phasing out of physical money has begun. Lost and found. Japan tags dementia sufferers with barcodes. Survey reveals Americans don't trust scientists on GMOs. China claims it needs more nuclear weapons to deal with Trump. This is the type of articles I've got. I haven't even begun here. Now, let's get to some of the good news here. Climate changist. That's their...
Changist.
Oh my God.
Climate changist.
Islamicists, feminists, climate changist.
Climate changist. Yo, his hairline's going farther back, man.
Because it's a climate changist.
Because his sea level is rising.
Let's get to some of the good news here. Climate changist, that's their political group, or I guess religion, are throwing...
Is there a religion?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
Fits over Trump's EPA pick. Dan Lyman, Infowars.com. Scott Pruitt threatens future...
Dan Lyman, Infowars.com, like that nigga. He said, like, that nigga work for y'all. Like, just from Infowars.com. No, that's
Dan Lyman, Infowars.com. There's Jess Loco, Zakir Loco up in the joint. Jess Loco said you can get GPS locators for dementia patients in the U.S.
Oh.
Holy shit. And Lisa said, where is this podcast recording to be archived? I tried calling Blog Talk and it was... Oh, yeah, the Blog Talk is... Yeah, I'm just going to upload this one. I didn't have the Blog Talk on because I need to find... Because as you can see, like, we've been updating and upgrading and changing things. And what I need to find, like, a speaker that I can attach to the telephone to where I can have one speaker up against the recording microphone for the internal computer recording and another speaker that's next to the... to the smart device that's doing the Facebook recording, and I have not found that yet. So I need that something that will allow us to talk into Blog Talk, but then also, like, if you speak through Blog Talk, the people in Facebook land can also hear you. We tried to do that with the regular one, and it was barely picking up. I think you remember you and Rashani called in on the guy that that robbed a bank to get away from his wife. Like, that audio didn't pick up in the Facebooks well. So I need a, so we gotta keep upgrading and updating and whatnot. And what happened? A lot of Thugabaloo and Niggamaro to be had. These are all facts.
...of global warming agenda. And he's the Attorney General of Oklahoma. He's about to be the new EPA chief. Yeah. And he's come out, just like Senator Inhofe, and said, it's a total fraud. There's always climate change. Why are we the only ones shutting off our power plants and ours are totally clean and China's...
Oh, power plants clean. What? Here she comes with that bullshit.
So first of all, multiple countries in Europe and, well, countries across the world are trying to reduce emissions and be more green. So they have been examining renewable energy resources. Here, however, we think that we're gonna make the sun go away and the wind will stop blowing if we do. Yeah.
It's nighttime right now.
Yeah.
We made the sun go away. Fuck you talking about. And that's because we worked so hard that we made the sun tired, because Americans get up and show that work ethic. And the sun was like, well, I soaked up enough energy from America, now I can go to other parts of the planet and put my energy through UV rays and warm them up from all that American hard work, because America runs the world.
Do you ever think about how often Republicans sound like medieval European Christians were like, oh my god, there was an eclipse, God must be angry, something happened. Oh my god, if we use solar power, the sun's gonna go away, what are we gonna do?
You know what, and I really say conservatives, because, you know, remember, the only reason why it seems like black people are on the left, okay, Democrats don't earn or win the black vote, Republicans scare it away, alright? Democrats have actually never earned the black vote, ever. It's just, that's all niggas gotta turn to. But if the Republicans weren't on that Jim Crow shit and all that weird, silly-ass, fucking racist shit, fucking gang of black people be voting Republican, because the gang of black people are actually fucking conservative. Like what you just said about that weird spirit shit. You know, I said this one many times, I need to let it rest for like 2 or 3 months, but fucking Tariq Nasheed thinks that the earthquake increase in Oklahoma is the spiritual ancestors are angry. And like, yes, I've laughed at that every time I said it, but that's that conservative thinking where it's like there must be, you know, you got a little bit of it in you, you got a little bit. The Phoenix thinks there's spirits.
Spirits exist.
No, they don't. That's not real. Them. Jesus.
However, Christ. I'm also a firm believer in science, which is the thing, though, because these things go hand in hand. You can't have
full
a
voice.
System. That is my full voice. You can't have a system that encourages the denial of science without replacing it with something, which is going to be like, I don't know, maybe God's pissed off at us and that's why the thing happened. Which is why they'll never have to admit climate change is real, because it's going to be, God's angry because gay marriage and Black Lives Matter and terrorism, Muslims. Mm-hmm. So they'll never have to admit climate change exists, ever, because they have their failsafe.
They are fucking niggers. All right. What? They are.
In Mexico are totally dirty. This is bull, even if you believe the carbon dioxide is, you know, killing the earth, when it actually is what plants breathe.
All right. It's carbon dioxide killing earth. And that's what those people say. They're like, oh, man, we got to get rid of all this carbon dioxide. Has nothing to do with methane gas.
But even on a most basic level, if it's carbon dioxide, but we're cutting down trees everywhere, so what plants are using said carbon dioxide?
You know what? You asking that question totally matches how his face is right now. I cannot answer that.
I don't have an answer.
So they call him a climate change denialist. First it was the earth was going to freeze, then it was going to be global warming in the 90s and 2000s. Now it's just, we're denying climate change. No, there's all...
When I was reviewing this in prep, I noticed that he said those things as if those are all the exact same generation of people. Like, anybody who said the earth is going to freeze, are they fucking still alive now?
I don't know.
And if they are, they probably have a scanner on their thumb. All right? Like...
always been climate change. The earth generally was hotter. It's been in a cooling cycle, but there are sub-cycles within it. The sun is on an 11-year cycle, 120-year cycle. The astrophysicists know this, but they sit there and talk to you like you're two-year-olds.
All right, so Alex Jones said the astrophysicists know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to an astrophysicist.
Oh, dear.
Shall we?
We shall.
You don't want... You don't like astrophysicist woman?
I don't know.
I don't like YouTube commercials. That's what I don't like.
I know you don't like that.
I fucking hate YouTube commercials. Fucking 24 seconds of fucking YouTube commercial.
Mm.
Fuck that shit. I don't want the full VR experience at Verizon stores. All right. Fuck Star Wars.
The climate change. What do you say to them? In a free country, which at least we believe, we tell ourselves we live in a free country. I don't care what you believe. You believe whatever you want. The problem comes about is if you are in denial of an emergent scientific truth and you wield power over legislation. That's a recipe for disaster. The person on the street doesn't care about climate change or doesn't, you know, maybe we'll have a conversation, but I'm not going to lose sleep over that. It's when someone, an elected official, stands in denial of climate change, something that scientists have been telling them now for decades, and they're going to create legislation in response to that. That is the end of an informed democracy. The end.
I love when they say, I don't know anything about it, but...
but it's not true.
I don't really think it's not true.
And so, by the way, I don't beat politicians over the head. You'll never see me arguing with a politician. You know why? Because politicians, representatives, senators, they are duly elected by a community of people, the electorate. So if they want to say the Earth is 6,000 years old, it's probably because their electorate thinks so. And so as an educator, my task is to educate the electorate so that they could then vote people into office who can make sensible legislative decisions that can affect us all and not derive from their personal private belief system.
Hey, guys, Larry here. Thanks.
All right, so Alex Jones want to know what the astrophysicist said? That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Jones. All right, now, you want to go to wife school? You want to go to wife school or you want to go to rapsplaining? I don't know how much energy you have. I want to make sure you get to bed a good time.
How many wife schools are we doing?
Well, it's a three-part thing because she kind of went on a posting binge about single women.
Okay.
Ah, fuck. All right. So,
I mean, we can do rapsplaining. We can do rapsplaining.
You want to do that? Straight to rapsplaining. You don't know what you want to do, do you?
Yeah, let's go straight to rapsplaining. I might fall asleep before I get through all three parts of bullshit of Roy.
And let me see. Jess said, there's a few Jesses. This is the Jess that said the hooded leather coat. Said, they think it'll freeze because of the movie Day After Tomorrow.
LOL.
I don't know if I have that film.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, I know I did see it. I think I saw it in 2004. So somebody, well, Fallon did this to me, and Fallon linked me to this shit and said, "Burn it, burn all of it," you know. And I think Fallon was like born in the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, young niggas know that this is bullshit on a higher level. So somebody put something that said ranking rappers, in my opinion. And at the top, they have Drake, who's got, like, no style. Like, he is like a shitty Lil Wayne impression. They got Kendrick Lamar, who is overrated as all of the fucks. Like, Kendrick Lamar is boring. Like, he is not an exciting rhymer. He does not have an exciting delivery. It's not particularly captivating. Like, he's a Kendrick Lamar is a very B- MC. J. Cole, don't know much about him, but what I realize is what people like about him is that he's one of these fucking, he's one of these my feelings niggas.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know much about this Chance the Rapper, but considering the fact that he's listed with Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole, I don't have high hopes. All right? So, now, I just said one of these my feelings rappers. I don't advise that any MC just immediately go and get topical. Don't get topical. Get nice first. Get nice. Just practice spitting nice. Like, are your rhymes coming out smooth? Is your delivery wicked? Are you flipping it with your delivery? Like, are your syllable counts nice? And if your syllable counts aren't that nice, like, are your rhymes at least unpredictable? If you're doing, like, 1, 2, 3 syllable rhymes, are they unpredictable? Like, I don't want to see it coming. I don't want to hear the word cinnamon, and I know that the word Timberlands is coming next. I'm looking at you, Mason Betha. All right? Like, I don't fucking... Like, I don't want to know what rhyme is coming next. So, you know, like, because I, like, and, you know, and that's, like, you heads in social media that are not actually hip-hop heads, like, this is not your culture, fall back. You are consumers of entertainment, all right? You're not actually hip-hop heads, you're not participants in my culture. So, how about you stay in your fucking lane, all right? because these rappers need to actually be good at rapping, not rapping about what the fuck you like. All right, like if somebody just comes out and they're just like, My name is Mike. I'm on the mic. I'm in favor of trans women's rights. That's a whack-ass rap. That's fucking garbage. Alright? Like, you need to be nice with that shit. You know, let me think, just off the top of my head, I run up on the block, I hit niggas and cut up, and I want rights for trans women of color, you know, like, are you flipping your shit? And most likely, you don't care if you're just one of the folks that just wants to hear words that you want to hear, then fucking go read a blog that you already agree with from your echo chamber. You know, like, stop expecting it from my culture and stop trying to pressure that shit out of it, because you're just making it worse than it already is. The shit's bad. So this person that made this list, they put those four as tier one rappers, the elite. Drake. Elite. Huh? Tier two rappers, talented but not elite. Big Sean? Are you fucking shitting me? Big Sean is a bad impression of Drake, who is a bad impression of Wayne. I don't know Travis Scott or Childish Gambino or Schoolboy Q or Kid Cudi. No, Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi is also a shit stack. Get the fuck out of here. Kid Cudi's fucking boring. And then tier three rappers, legends past their time, prime. And you know they put out Jay-Z, Wayne, Jadakiss. Kanye West and 50 Cent don't belong there. Right? Like, Kanye West is really, my ear is somewhat to the street on him since 2002. He sounds exactly as he has in 2002. Really, nothing has changed. Like, if he's past his prime, then his prime must have been before 2002, because I didn't fucking hear a change at all. 50 Cent was never any really legendary MC. 50 Cent is a good entertainer. He's charismatic. He knows how to do funny things with his voice. And on his first two albums, he was just like the king of street logic. Of just very, like I remember, like, I wrote a review on a old hip-hop website, H1, and like, the standout line from that review that a bunch of other readers on the website kept quoting was, the Power of the Dollar album, it unfolds like a How to Be a New York Street Nigga hand manual. Like, it's like he's actually telling you what to do to so you can make it as a New York street nigga, is how that album works out. So 50 Cent was like the king of logic, never a really wicked lyricist. He's not some chief spitter. Snoop, as somebody said in a documentary you recently saw while you were getting your scalp greased, Snoop revolutionized flow. Like, when motherfuckers heard Snoop on Nothing But a G Thing, he was already on Deep Cover, but that track didn't really get as much traction because it wasn't, like, a fun party track. When people heard him on Nothing But a G Thing with that, falling back on that ass, what a hellified gangsta lean, getting funky on the mic like a old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S, a yes, on fashion, double P, DOGGYDOGG, you see? Like, that was like, what the fuck was that? And it's not like they're the illest rhymes, but like, he revolutionized flow, like, far as I'm concerned, because like, shit doesn't just change one year to the next, right? Like, one day it's going to be 2016, and the very next day it's going to be 2017, right? So one year it was 1989, one year it was 1990. As far as the cultural progression, the 90s started when Snoop started them. I mean, really, like, look at shit in 1991 and 1990. Not too different from the rest of the fucking 80s. You know, like, just look at all that shit. But then, like, after Snoop got in with Nothing But a G Thing, that's when that 90s transition, like, everybody looked up and said, oh, so we're, like, supposed to be, like, cool and hardcore? We can do that. Thank you, Calvin. And that was the direction that the 90s went. You know, it's like how you don't see too much difference between things that you might see in 2002 and, like, 1999, because they're flowing transition periods. They have Nas in here. They have, Eminem is not past his prime. Shit, Eminem got better. Now, Eminem on the Anal Core album. It's called Encore. I call it Anal Core because that album was ass. On that album, he went way down into a fucked up slump. Like, it was just a pile of shit. But, like, since then, like, as if you're about niceness, all right, if you don't like what he says, again, go read a blog that in your echo chamber that you already agree with. As far as lyrical niceness and skill in my culture that you don't practice, so you stay in your fucking lane, he's nice as fuck. So, like, really, not even past his prime, he improved. Bun B also, not past his prime, didn't improve. Bun B's been consistent. Twista, what are you shitting me? Twista's past? Twista's still one of the nicest. Get the fuck out of here. Nas, been consistent. Nas has not gotten better or worse. Nas, very consistent. Busta Rhymes barely fucking raps anymore. Like, Busta Rhymes would have to release an album at least, like, every 18 months for about a 4 to 5 year period to really see where he is. But Busta Rhymes barely raps. He's like a part-time hobbyist now, and it's just, you know, spending time with his family. Like, that's something else is that these are, because this is a list of men, these are old men, most of which are married, and they're really spending time with their families. Like, they're not out there putting out albums like that anymore. Tier 4 underrated. Again, they get into rappers I don't know. But one I am familiar with is Mac Miller. Mac Miller's not underrated or overrated. Mac Miller gets the exact props that he ought to get. They have 2 Chainz as overrated. Who the fuck is overrating 2 Chainz? Who was even saying 2 Chainz is good? Like, who out there is opening up their smackable face to say that 2 Chainz is even half decent? All right, that's how you get smacked in the back of your face. All right, 2 Chainz is not even decent. All right, 2 Chainz is not even well behaved.
Tyler the Creator.
Who the fuck is that? All right, Tyler.
I thought you knew who that was.
Tyler the Creator is underrated. All right, let's go to it.
Nipsey,
that's the one that you heard on that Fuck Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Nipsey Hussle. I don't think, wait, do they say he's overrated or underrated? They have Nipsey is underrated? No, he's not. He's not. Nipsey's not that nice. All right, Nipsey is charismatic and fun. He's not that fucking nice. If you think Nipsey Hussle is underrated, your bar is low. All right, hush. Fall back.
And I can't help but notice somebody's missing from this list.
Which one?
Tech9.
Yeah, which, and that's also, like, so the list, like, Tech9 should be in 2 categories, top tier, and, you know, no, Tech9's actually not underrated. Everybody that knows that Tech9 exists knows that Tech9 is fucking ridiculous, right? Like, Phoenix Kalita's mostly into old white people shows on Netflix, and she knows that Tech9 is fucking ridiculous.
Old white people man, nigger.
Who are these fucking guys? Okay, see, overrated, they have Young M.A. Are you fucking, are you shitting me? Are you shitting me? Like, did you take a shit in my pants? All right, and then say, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, fucking Young M.A. is fucking nice, man. Hold on, let me see, chat space, Jess Locos, commenting, said, Angel Hayes' awesomeness is in remaking Same Love. Angel, is that a rapper, Angel Hayes? I'm about to critique your rapper. Get ready.
Oh, don't do it. Don't
and
do
said,
it.
I keep seeing a light flicker.
I strongly suggest we do not critique Angel Hayes.
And he said a light is flickering in the video. That might be the, from the other screen where it reads my decibels while I speak. That's probably where that light flickering is coming from. Okay, Angel Hayes. All right, let's see.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that because you're gonna.
Yes,
hurt
I should.
You're gonna hurt people's feelings. Why are you trying to hurt people's feelings?
Of course, Rams Paul. Oh yeah, we were looking at that fucking weird guy.
Oh, that was... I want a yellow girl.
Oh that man, that dude's guy? Creepy.
Oh, he's fucking gross.
Holy
fucking
shit!
Gross. Look at his face. He has rapist face.
Wake up call for the globalists. Nationalism is inevitable.
Oh, also, Do you remember we covered a while ago the one guy who's like, I'm entitled to date young women, even though I'm in my 40s and have nothing to show for it. I should be allowed to date someone who's like 22 because biology.
Oh, Yeah,
he's back making the rounds again. People are sharing his post because he got a haircut and has made his appearance look even fucking creepier. Looks like a fucking serial killer, I swear to God. Oh. Yeah, that guy's back. We might have to make fun of him again.
Okay, I shouldn't go to, because you said Angel Hayes, same love. That sounds topical, right? I don't want to hear topical. Here's freestyle, all right? Hit me with your freestyle. All right, Angel Hayes. On Westwood, if you're, okay, you usually don't get to Westwood unless you're nice. Like, you should, so this should be good.
Bob starts his day with a delicious Jimmy Dean
breakfast. So I actually go into this one with hopes. Like, I'm rooting for you. All right, let's see what's going on. Let's see if this Angel Hayes is nice while they're playing me these fucking Jimmy Dean commercials.
Tim Westwood TV.
All right, Tim Westwood TV.
Beginning to feel like a rap priest. Bitch, I'm running this shit, it's like a track meet. Yeah, who think their bars are hot enough to match me? Bitch, you could step up, bet you get beat on like you rack beef. Okay, fuck all this, I ain't sugarcoating shit. My tongue's a switchblade, I'ma put it on your wrist. Skinny rich, but I'm out without any hits. World but sewer rats, I'm a motherfucking guinea pig. Eating, stepped in a game like gimme this, mini dicks. Nigga, you can suck any dick, crazy ass bitch. I'm lost in my mind, motherfucker blowing like the stars of a line. I'm on point, do you get that point? My flow's a crop field and you lost in a sign. Rap princess, nigga, bow down. Bought a gristle in my mouth, I chow down. I came to kill shit, I came to kill this, I came to kill y'all, nigga, pow pow. All you motherfuckers dead like pow pow. I only see red, nigga, pow pow. My rage has been fed to range in his head. All you motherfuckers scared like, oh no, okay.
Okay, maybe she'll do better on another track. Let's give her another shot. Let's give her another chance. I don't usually give two chances. Let's give another chance. Let's go back to the search.
Can I just point something out, though?
Huh?
I know how you feel about Nicki Minaj and her rap skills. One of the suggested on the side was Nicki Minaj on Westwood, so...
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, man. Okay, shit I don't like freestyle. Alright, shit I don't like.
Young Chop on the beat.
Young Jets in his bitch.
On light.
Jimmy, okay, man. Let's check it out.
As a lot of shit in this podcast world I don't like, but... You know. Angel Hayes.
Fake news.
Fuck all these bitch ass niggas and these bitch ass bitches. Don't fuck with these trick ass niggas. Always wanna talk about your whips and a bitch and how you quick to click clack, hit that trigger. None of y'all niggas fit in that picture. Only shit you smoke is in that swisher. Talk about your scene, where you been for the sales in the green. And I mean all the shit that figures. Always tend to wonder how it gets that way. How living a lie becomes the shit that pays. How the wooden living color for a stupid motherfucker. Never really enough till he gets that gray. Black and furious is just that shade.
She would have been really good in 97. Okay. Unimpressed.
Did I tell you not to critique her?
What?
I said you weren't gonna like it.
She's like a good C plus. That's good. C plus is good. That's a passing grade. It's better than George Bush. She could be president with that.
She could be president with that.
Jess linked. Oh, that's the. Yeah, that's the page I'm on the YouTubes. This is the real... Yeah, this is from her page, The Real Angel Hayes on the YouTubes. Yeah, that's... Oof. Yeah, that was... I mean, yeah, she... Like, what I'm hearing there is C+. I mean, click-clack, get that trigger. Like, if you notice, her written rhyme, it sounds like my freestyle when we're just in the living room. So what she writes, I can freestyle. So that's what's going on there. I'm going to save this Rampzel because after we're done doing this program, I'm going to watch a couple of his videos because this shit looks hilarious and creepy and Phoenix and I are going to watch that and laugh. Alright, so yeah, man, fucking this list is a pile of shit. And also, there's something else wrong with this list. This list is based on corporate sponsored cable rap music that that isn't good anymore. It used to be good, you know, especially before the Bill Clinton's Telecommunications Act. It used to be, there used to be really good shit in the mainstream.
Somebody's name is actually Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt.
What the fuck kind of name?
Underrated. And you know what a cold game is? I'm looking at that name and I'm thinking, they're probably nice. You come with a name like that, you might be on some shit. Like when you call yourself Tech 9 and you spell 9 N, number 9 N E. When you call yourself Brother Lynch Hung. And when you come out with, when you're so bold that you will name yourself after candy because of your initials, you might be nice. Right? I don't know. And Joey Badass, I know Joey Badass is nice, but niggas probably like him because he's topical. And it's like, really, I want to hear more niceness. Like, just spit. Like, do that, practice doing that for over half a decade before you just come in and try to do issues. You know, before you try to be basically a blog rapper. Oh, here go. Oh, and Jess Loco said, LOL, I linked her when you were talking about them. My name is Mike. I'm on the mic. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if somebody's rhyming like that, yeah, they might be saying what somebody in one of these echo chambers wants to hear, but that shit is whack, nigga. That shit is fucking garbage. So, like, when's the last time you heard from Don the Doll? How many of y'all are sharing Don the Doll's tracks? You're not, because Don the Doll is fucking garbage. Right? Like, Don the Doll has potential, Don the Doll has delivery, but Don the Doll's rhymes are shit. And if you don't know Don the Doll is, Don the Doll is, to my knowledge, a queer person of color, femme presenting. But you ain't sharing Don shit, because you don't want to be, you don't even want to, like, people who are not even hip-hop heads who don't know what nice is, don't want to be associated with that whack shit. And you know it's true. All right, what else needs to be rap-splained? What's missing? She just whispered, I think we're good. All right, that, my bad, Analoco, Anna Lee just jumped in.
Oh, no.
Like, right at the bloody end.
Are you
going to
do it first time?
What, now? Nah, not now. I mean, I might kick, fuck, it's on that device that's recording us right now. Because I did make a post on my thing saying who won a battle, and Rashani said yes. So I've been crafting my free warning rhymes, and I'll kick up my my fair warning for that. Just in case, like, MCs might want to back out. You might, especially an on-wax battle. MCs don't want to get in an on-wax battle with me. All right? Like, I'm ridiculous. Like, cop, you don't want to do that.
You should maybe rap explain what that means.
An on-wax battle. Oh, that's where it's not freestyle, where you're recording it like songs, so that it's like, it's more polished, it's more professional, it's crispy. You know, I like, and then we're going to my opinion. My opinion is that it's more enjoyable to listen to, right? Like, street type of freestyles, where it's like just face-to-face, off the top of the head. Like, those can get clunky, they can get weird, and especially like if you don't have an audience. And it's like, just like those two people, it's like, well, who's determining? Like, an audience really helps you determine who's winning, because one person is getting more oohs and ohs than the other one.
Right.
All right. And that is the Martha Schlocken Wine Cellar. It just happens to be on this instrumental. You might as well hop out the pool pit and let the choir preach it. Argument would have teeth if you would quit biting Phoenix. Try to beef and weaken, leave them slayed. Three languages, English, tea, and shade. Wine cellar to the bone gristle. We throw missiles on the warpath to make his soul sizzle. And I attack them with the fat flow. I make them dance like Hillary to get the black vote. I'm a super predator about the heel top, but I ain't paying attention until she does the crip walk. She can study it on Lokestopedia. For now, I gotta deal with the social media. Different day, but the same turd. Corny motherfuckers wanna drag a nigga like James Byrd. With your clickbait schemes and plans. With niggas like you, who needs the clan? Alright. Have a good one there. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund or PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Thanks for checking us out. We're pretty much averaging around 90 minutes now. Kind of smooth. See if I can't add in some stuff at the end, at the end, at the end, end, the end, the end. Nigga, nigga. Alright, I gotta reach up here and press stop. Oh! Look for it.